instructions many times. In Philippians 4:9, Paul wrote, "Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you." Paul knew that if we practice carrying out God's instructions, we'll know what to do and have peace, even when we face circumstances we've never experienced before. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The storms will be hit or miss, but there'll be plenty to go around the next couple of days. Today, mostly cloudy, limited sunshine, and a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight around 68, and then tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, and still a better-than-normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially afternoon and evening. Thursday and Friday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around both days. The number of showers and storms will actually increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our weather app. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry in the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fredmark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fredmark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
This is the song you chose?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you know, he's a Christian now. Alice Cooper's a Christian.
I believe that.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I believe that. When did this come about?
Let's see. His conversion experience in 94.
Well, that's for a long time. That's not a Christian now. He's been a Christian.
Well, there you go.
24 years.
But when he wrote that song in 73, I don't think he was. But, hey, he's good to go now.
You're talking about this song we're singing here now?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every guest gets a chance to pick a song. And you picked Alice Cooper, Elected. Why?
Because I want to be elected, to
and
quote
that's what he
Alice
says.
Cooper. There you go.
What did Cooper want to be elected to? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You know, that was right around President Nixon and everything. I think he was just jumping on it. I think he was making money. And he did.
And he did. Yeah. Man made a bunch of money. He's also a prolific golfer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You play golf?
He's like, I have
Rich
sticks.
Hobson's our guest, by the way.
I have sticks. I am Rich Hobson. I own sticks. I'm not a talented golfer. I sure do like to play, but
nobody's a talented golfer.
No.
If you're a talented golfer, you're on television. Everybody else duffs.
I've shot under 100 once.
Okay, oh,
so
you're not
shouldn't say that on. Yeah, that's right.
You're a terrible golfer.
Talent, but, buddy, I can talk
I
the
couldn't
short
shoot
game.
100 right now. No, I couldn't shoot 100 right now. No way. I hadn't played in 2 years.
Well, when I
you got to play all the time.
When I shot under 100, I was at Mentone, and I was by myself, so it probably doesn't even count.
You used
so,
a pencil wedge, a foot wedge.
Man, I counted everything.
You rolled it around in the rough. Took free drops out of
sand. No. I'm honest, because I am honest.
I know you are. You're Rich Hobson.
I counted every single stroke.
Rich, you're running for Congress. Why?
I am running for Congress because I want to help preserve a safe, prosperous, and moral America for our children and for our grandchildren. Y'all know me. You know my background. You know the things that I've done for the past couple of decades. And actually, I've worked with Jack in the court system.
Have.
And that was a good time. And, you know, at that time, I was trying to work my way up, and I was over programs and managing programs. And when Judge Moore was elected Chief Justice the first time, he appointed me as director of the Alabama court system. So that's when I really got to be efficient and effective and do those things that I always wanted to do. So that's what I bring to the table. And I guess the safe part is I have a military background, and you guys know I was in the Air Force Reserves. I served out at the 908th Military Airlift Wing out at Maxwell, and I'm proud to have done that. And I care about the military, and I want to back up our president. He needs some help up there, and he's increased our budget by about 16%. I want to continue that on. We've got VA problems. I want to help with the VA because I've got that military background. And then at the same time, if I could segue over to rural health care, we got rural health care problems. You know, we got 15 counties in the 2nd District, and we have 12 rural health care facilities. So really what we have is a couple of hospitals are literally dying on the vine looking for folks to fill their bed space, like in Georgiana, like in Florala. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, we've got veterans who are literally dying, waiting for bed space so they can have care. So I think we can bring these two problems together, and we can have some good solutions. So that's the safe part. Prosperous? My goodness. We are the greatest nation in the world. We need the lowest taxes in the world, and I'm very interested in reorienting our way of thinking. I want to look at the fair tax, where we're taxed based on consumption, and I believe that will lower our taxes. It'll bring in more revenue. And we'll do away with the IRS, which cuts fat, which is what I had to do in the court system for us to be able to maintain, for us to be able to keep our doors open. So I have that experience. And then finally, the moral part. My goodness, you know, I stood with Judge Moore for those past two decades when he stood up for the Lord with the acknowledgement of God and the Ten Commandments. I was right alongside with him as director of the state court system. And ultimately, he was removed, and I never did waver or cower, and I was fired. We ended up being able to go back years later and had our same jobs again. I was his campaign manager in 2012. He was Chief Justice. I was director of the Alabama court system, and I got to do it again. And I tell you what, Jack and Barron, I was thinking that's what I would do for the rest of my life, And lo and behold, another big issue comes up, another moral issue, and it was enormous. And that's traditional marriage, marriage between one man and one woman. And Judge Moore stood up, and as director of the court system, I stood up with him, because I believe. And again, asked to bend and cower and fold and snap, I did not. Consequently, when he was removed, I was fired. So I bring all these things to the table, and that's why I'm running, because I've got this fortitude. Now, I've got this backbone.
Let me ask you this, and I'm not urging you to be negative.
Sure.
But you are running against a 10-year incumbent or 8-year incumbent.
Sure. She wants to be a 10-year incumbent.
Well, that had to weigh in. You wouldn't run against someone who you said, hey, they're doing a great job, and I can't do any better than they do. So what is, and I've asked this, Bobby's been on the show, and I asked this to Barry, what is your rub with her that you'd be willing to challenge an incumbent?
Well, she opened the door to be able to run against her. I mean, she badmouthed the president right before he was the president. She said that she will not vote for the president, and she didn't. And our president is doing a great job. President Trump's in there. He's got vertebrae. He does have backbone. And he needs help in there. So that opened the door. But I tell you what, recently it has really come home. And just during this campaign. And, you know, I was on with you guys on March the 8th.
And you've got a better memory than I do.
Well, thank you.
I'd have to look back at
the calendar. Wouldn't be hard.
The reason I remember is because that was about a month after that Band-Aid budget bill that was voted on February the 9th. And I talked about it on y'all's show because I couldn't believe that our Congressman Roby, that she voted for that Band-Aid budget bill. And I told you guys that I was surprised that she voted for it because she's touting to be all pro-life and everything. She says she's unapologetically pro-life. And yet she voted for that Band-Aid budget bill that included $500 million to Planned Parenthood. So here we are now. It's a couple of months later. All right. And
half a billion. That's $500 million.
Half $500 million. Right. So since that time, and actually it was about 2 weeks after I was on the show with y'all, on March the 23rd, Congress voted for the big omnibus bill. Okay. Now, in that bill, it also included $500 million for Planned Parenthood. Lo and behold, about 2 weeks ago, Martha sends out an op-ed to everybody and their brother saying, she called it to set the record straight. She said it did not include that money, but it did. And the money was funneled through Department of Health and Human Services. And in fact, President Trump a week ago said that he was still doing his best to defund Planned Parenthood out of that omnibus bill. So that's smoke and mirrors that she's trying to do. And so you're asking, why am I running? Those are just a couple of more reasons, because I really am pro-life, and that matters to me. And I will never, as your congressman, I'll never vote to fund Planned Parenthood. I don't care where the money's hidden. We will find it, and I won't.
And you would not have voted for that bill.
I would not have voted for the omnibus.
And there's no funding for the wall, is that right, in that bill?
It's sketchy in that bill. There's not enough. I think it could have been just a handful to just enough to make you mad. But I tell you what, there's something else. You know, you're talking about Martha, and I get these big postcards. Actually, they don't go to me. They go to my wife. But, you know, I got one about pro-life. You know, she's unapologetically pro-life. So, you know, that had already irritated me. And I mentioned that on the last show that I was on with you guys. Mm-hmm. But I got something the other day. Okay, so we're talking about the omnibus that had money in it for everybody and their brother. Okay, now we all know, because you guys talked about it had money in there for sanctuary cities, right? Okay, we're against sanctuary cities. We want to build the wall. We want to secure our borders. So I get this thing about a week ago, and it's from Martha, and it says defund sanctuary cities. Now, she voted on this bill on March the 23rd. And it says, defund sanctuary cities. This other big giant postcard that I'm looking at says, standing up for the unborn. And she voted for a bill that included money that goes to Planned Parenthood. But she's sending out a big expensive postcard to everybody saying to do that.
So basically she's lying.
Well, I am a man who stands by what I say. And y'all know my pro-life history. I mean, I'm proud of that. You know, I started out, my wife and I went to banquets, pro-life banquets. That's a good thing to do. I encourage everybody to do that, to support the cause. Later on, when we had the pro-choice, choose life tags, the pro-life tags, that was a difficult thing to get out there because we had to sell 1,000 before they would print them. Okay, so we had to go out there and you had to convince people to pay the money up front, like a year and a half, all that money up front before you ever got a tag. But that was successful, and we did that. But in the 2000s, about mid-2000s, somebody asked me, hey, Rich, why don't you go pray at an abortion mill? Well, that was a little bit different. And then the guy did the smart thing. He said, well, you need to pray about that. And my wife and I did pray about that, and we had this great sense of peace, and we ended up going to an abortion mill, the one that used to be, keyword used to be, over on Monticello Drive. We went over there, and I remember the first day we went, wow, what a dark, messed up day, because it's about the most evil place on earth. But I stood at the edge of the parking lot there, and I just bowed my head. My wife did too. We sat there for about an hour and 15 minutes, and we left out of there with headaches, felt like I'd been beat up with a baseball bat just because of the oppression, the darkness. But we went back. We went back the next month. We went back the next month. We went back every month, at least once a month, sometimes twice, until that place closed down. And our prayer, of course, was that ladies would turn around, ladies would realize that God gives life and they had a baby inside them. And we were successful in talking to some folks, and they would turn away, and we were just overjoyed with that. But our second prayer was close the place down, and I'm proud to say that that place is no longer over on Monticello Drive. There's one left in Montgomery, but I say all that to say I am pro-life, and I'm going to vote those convictions. And I truly believe those are the convictions of the 2nd District here in the great state of Alabama. And the 2nd District, the 15 counties we have, it's God's country. It's God's country. Y'all know I'm from Enterprise. I married an Enterprise lady. We dated in Dothan. We moved to Andalusia. Our kids were born in Andalusia. We lived in Troy along the way. And now I've been in Montgomery for about the past 25, 26 years. And it is a great, great district.
When you're out there politicking, do you get any feedback on Martha Roby saying she would never vote for Trump? Do you hear that a lot?
I tell you what. Here's what, you know, I go simply, hi, I'm Rich Hobbs, I'm running for Congress. And then I remind them what race it is. I'm running against Martha Roby. And I'd say 97 times out of 100, it's, oh, good, you got my vote. And of course, they're talking about her not supporting our president and her not being with President Trump. And folks have a good memory, and they have a great memory in the 2nd District. So, yes,
well, I'm out somebody there. Was telling me, in fact, just yesterday, about, and I haven't seen it, something on YouTube about a lady at the Houston County Republican Women.
Oh, man, it's brutal.
When Martha's speaking, that stands up and she points her finger at her and scolds her.
It's just brutal.
Have
Does it
seen,
right
I
next to her.
Seen.
I'll play it. She is right next to her,
you
chastising her.
I would love to hear that. I have never seen it. I've only heard about it. And I thought, oh, this is a bunch of trumped up stuff, but it's not, apparently.
Nice. Red Top, sit tight. We'll be with you in a second. We're going to hold Rich for another segment because it's a good conversation. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman.
How you doing?
Eddie Money joins the program.
Nice.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors, and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
I am Vicki Bonner Ward, and I want to be your next probate judge. The Elmore County Probate Office is here to serve your needs. I believe the probate office should be easily accessible, completely transparent, and fiscally responsible with your tax dollars. As your next probate judge, I will be willing to listen to all your concerns and will strive to make sure that our probate office works efficiently for you. For honest, effective, conservative leadership, elect me, Vicki Bonner Ward, for Elmore County Probate Judge on June the 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Vicki Bonner Ward, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP 35,192.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far. You
all right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views.
How you doing?
Got Jack Campbell in the studio. Rich Hobson joins us.
Young Rich Hobson is here.
Thank you. He is. We're going to head to those phone calls in just a second at 272-9228. Alabama Home Mortgage, though, generous sponsors of hour number two each and every day of this radio broadcast, and we can't do it without our sponsors. And if you don't, you know, frequent our sponsors, shame on you. We screen our sponsors.
Nice.
We do, because we want to make sure that the
top
of the field.
Well, there's been one or two over the years.
Well, we've screened them out after we got them on the air, a couple of them. But, you know, if we don't get good feedback on our sponsors, we don't keep them. When we tell people to use a service, it's because we vetted it ahead of time, and our audience agrees as they roll out the service. Kim Williams has been with us almost 4 years.
Wow.
She has saved our audience, Rich, and I mean this. Money that would have been going to some fat cat banker in New York, through a refinance, she has saved our audience millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Okay.
That's going to stay right here in the River Region.
Yeah.
That would have gone to some fat cat banker. And I'm telling you, it's life-changing. It's life-changing.
It needs to stay here?
It needs to stay here. So get on the horn, 567-4223. Be one of those people that gets your life changed. Let Kim Williams change your life. Over at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Her NMLS number, 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, Equal Housing Lenders. Let's talk to Red Top. You're on the air with Rich Hobson.
Hey, good morning. Could you tell me, Rich, again, which office you're running for and where your district is?
Yeah, it's U.S. Congress, 2nd District, and that's the 15 wonderful counties, God's counties, in southeast Alabama. So the toppermost
basically
part,
runs from Autauga, Elmore, down to Dothan.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, let me remind you, all the counties are God's county.
Amen. Hey, you are exactly right. You're right. I just happen to have lived in
now,
a whole bunch of ones
I
in
feel,
southeast.
I feel you really have injected religion abusively into your campaign, and And, you know, we need to get on to the business of government. And I am Catholic. I'm very religious and believe in all these things. But this is too much. We got to get on with the principles of ruling our country. Can you tell me any reason why every American service person does not have the same health insurance policy as a U.S. congressman?
No, I can't tell you. It's a tragedy. We need to take care of the folks who have taken care of us and provided us with the sacrifices and sometimes the ultimate sacrifice. So,
will you introduce a bill to do so?
Well, I had mentioned in the earlier segment that the Veterans Administration, the problems that we have there, I'm very interested in doing that. I'm not going to say on the air right now that I'm going to introduce a bill without looking at it and without looking deeper into that issue. But, hey, I am all for our veterans having quality care, wonderful care, and in many respects, they need better care than Congress. So, yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, Martha's got this add-on with a veteran, and it's seems to be a pretty effective ad. Then there are others who say, well, he's one out of many who did not get help.
Yeah, there are folks who are on waiting list, and we have folks literally dying waiting to be served. And we
also, speaking of medical, are you willing to introduce a bill that will legalize CBD oil throughout the United States, and let's get off this marijuana and hemp prohibition stuff and get out of the 19th century? And I will listen to the answer. Thank you, sir.
All right. I appreciate you calling, Red Top. I'm looking at all that. I'm generally against marijuana, medical marijuana, but I'm not closing the door to looking at the issue. And that's about the best you're going to get from me today on that.
Well, you know, it's kind of unfair to ask somebody who's about to be a freshman congressman, will you introduce? Well, everybody knows if you're a freshman, you ain't going to get a bill passed.
Yeah. Why on the medical marijuana stuff? Why be against it? Just curious.
You know, my first entry into the court system, my first job I had was alcohol and drugs, or the good side of alcohol and drugs, and prevention. And I was a court referral officer, and, you know, I've seen the devastating effects of alcohol and drugs, and it's abusing that, and it's near and dear to my heart, and I it's just something I would have to look at.
But the CBD oil doesn't have, I understand the full marijuana does have a psychoactive component. CBD oil does not, and it seems to be, at least anecdotally, helping people, and there seem to be some studies that show it helps people. Why not let people have choice on the open market to treat themselves with something that's not psychoactive and seems to be working?
Well, and I'm not denying that. However, it opens the door for what happened in California and Washington State and Oregon, Colorado, that all of a sudden marijuana is a recreational drug out there that's legal. So,
yeah.
Definitely something to look at.
So on individual liberties, then, I guess, where do you stand on a person's right to decide what to do with his own body in terms of grab a six-pack after work? Would you want to deny him that?
No, definitely not. I'm not a libertarian, okay?
Yeah.
But, yeah, folks should be able to do what they can legally within the framework of our laws right now.
Laws change. You're going to go be a lawmaker, you know? I mean, reason the laws are what they are now is because somebody... You can't take a legal positivism approach, in other words.
But like your
example... You can't say something's good because it's legal and something's bad because it's illegal.
Well, your example on the six-pack after work, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, as long as you don't get in a car.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for that. You know, I'm big against drinking and driving.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, it'd be the same thing with seatbelts.
Yeah.
You know, a true libertarian would say, well, you shouldn't wear a seatbelt. Well, I believe folks should wear seatbelts.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Paul.
Yeah, I had a question for Rich.
Hey, Paul. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Rich, you doing well?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear it. Tell me this. Whenever you attend these campaigning type events, do you ever see Martha Roby? Because I tell you, I got kinfolk all over the 2nd District, and I tell you, nobody has seen her in years.
You know, and thanks for asking that, Paul. I've been on the trail since January the 3rd. That's when I've announced. And I've been at multiple events pretty much every day since then, and I've seen her three times. So I have seen her on the trail, and it's been three times in the 15
Rich,
counties.
Where is she? Is she just up there in Washington going to parties and whatnot?
I am not sure. I'm not sure. I know I'm out there trying to meet the voters of the 2nd District.
Rich, did you know that she got off both the Agricultural and Armed Services Committee?
Oh, my goodness.
That is the 2nd District. And
you are exactly right. Those are the two committees that I would want to be on.
Now, she's on appropriations, is that right?
Yeah.
But she got off of...
Can you be on appropriations and be on armed services? And can you do both, in other words? Thanks for your call, Paul. Can you be on armed services and agriculture and also serve on appropriations, or is that kind of an either-or?
You can be on multiple committees. I don't know if it was part of her deal to get on appropriations.
Because I love Alabamans being on appropriations, don't get me wrong, but... You know, Paul had a point. The 2nd Congressional District is peanuts and helicopters.
You got it.
That's what we do.
You
got to
keep it that way.
Yeah.
You bet.
Clint.
You mean the felon?
Go ahead. Start over, buddy. I had you muted. Say it again.
The felon.
What about it? Oh, the yeah. You were a felon yesterday. Now, we're going to rehab you today.
All right. Clint, good day, gentlemen.
How you doing?
My question to you is, I have called Martha Roby's office three times. And never got an answer back from her.
Yes, sir.
Because she campaigned on big on the VA, and I'm a retired veteran.
Right.
And got no help from that girl. Hopefully you can do better if you make it.
Well, Clint, let me tell you this, okay? I was born into a military family. All right. I was born at Eglin Air Force Base, and we lived all over the place, and we settled up at Fort Rucker, Alabama, from 4th grade to 6th grade. And so I was born into a military family, and then since that was instilled in me, you know, later on when I wanted to serve, I had thought about the Army. My dad convinced me to go into the Air Force, but it is near and dear to me, okay? And I think that means something. I mean, I've had some experience, so when I am in there, I believe that would go a long way. So when I say that I want to do something to improve Veterans Administration, then I absolutely mean that. And it's part of my being, it's part of what I do, and this is a great nation. So send me in, Coach.
Thanks for your call, Clint. Our number, 272-9228. We're going to be forced to hold you another segment because people want to talk to you. You okay with that?
Hey, you bet.
You got time?
Hey, oh, yeah.
You media hog, you.
Speaking of hogs, they don't sell hogs at 4 Healthy Pets. Well, they sell some hog product because they do have pork-based foods.
They may sell something that helps your hog if you have a pet.
4 Healthy Pets. Go by there. Go by 4 Healthy Pets. I think you're going to be really, really impressed with the way they do. You talk about small-town... personal feel in a great, great store. I mean, they do it the way you grew up believing retail should be done.
Hmm.
Meaning, Teresa learns a little something about every single thing on the shelf. It's not, she doesn't bring anything in because some salesman wants to put it on the shelf. Trust me, people will buy it. They're idiots. They don't know what they're doing. Any of these dog foods and cat foods that are floor sweepings from China or have questionable proteins from God knows where, she doesn't stock those on the shelves. What she does is make sure she learns about each of the product, each of the ingredients in the product. She can allergy test your pup or cat. There's so much you can do over there. Raw foods, gently cooked foods, grain-free foods, full sort of profile foods. And it's really impressive. It's really impressive. Her snacks, I'm telling you, she goes on trips and hand selects snacks from healthy dog shows.
Hmm.
You know, hand-baked, homemade snacks. It is really, really impressive what Teresa does over at 4 Healthy Pets. So do this for me, boys and girls. Get Teresa in person. And visit. Come on, have a seat. Get her in person and come visit. It's really, really impressive what's going on over there at 4 Healthy Pets. She's on the Atlanta Highway just up the hill from Faulkner University. And anytime you want, you can go in there. Well, as long as they're open. I think they just open at 10:30, though. 4 Healthy Pets, they're online also. 4 Healthy Pets, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Steps from the beginning until they vanished into the air.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The storms will be hit or miss, but there'll be plenty to go around the next couple of days. Today, mostly cloudy, limited sunshine, and a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight around 68, and then tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, and still a better-than-normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially afternoon and evening. Thursday and Friday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around both days. The number of showers and storms will actually increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our weather app. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Cameron Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The road is long, with many windings.
I could listen to Neil Diamond.
Who else sings this song?
I don't know.
The Osmonds?
Shut up.
I think they did it.
No.
I think they did it. Yeah.
Rich, you make stuff up.
Oh, I think it's true. Several people did this.
I'm going to find
maybe the
out.
Councils.
Now, wow. You're going back now. How old are you, Rich?
Well, I'm younger than you. But you have the same
well, hell, that ain't hard. It didn't be hard to shut up, Baron.
Hey, but that's a great song. It reminds me of the trail. And the campaign trail, it is long, but it's a good, good thing.
The road is long.
The road is long.
Yeah. It is littered with regrets and sadness and happiness. It really runs you through every...
No, wait, I'm spinning that around. Man, I'm saying the road is a good thing.
Oh, no, no. But when you say the road is long, typically that's onerous.
Yeah.
The Hollies, maybe?
The Hollies. Did they sing that? No.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No, no, no.
But it's been a good trail, though. That's my point. And actually, if I could give a shout-out, it's my wife's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
And trail, you don't really get to celebrate those things. But she's a
Susie,
trooper.
Right?
Susie, that's right.
See, I listen.
Yeah, man, you did good. Yeah, so
after 10 years, I pick up on things like that.
Hey, and here's another thing about campaigns.
Yeah.
Man, you get to spend more time with your spouse than ever.
Why?
I mean, I've been married for 35 years. I met her in the ninth grade. We are spending more time now than we ever have.
She goes everywhere with
you? Yeah. She's on the trail with me, and it's a blast. So
you have any children still at home?
No. They're both grown and married.
That's why.
I got grandkids. Yeah. I'm an older guy.
Not as old as Jack, though.
Well, sorry, Jack.
Well,
our number, if you want to get in, 272-922-TWIC. Christy, no H and no
I knew Jesus. I'll put it that way.
Wow. Amen.
He didn't much care for me, but I knew him. No.
Hey, Baron, could I throw in this segue? Because you were talking about your sponsors
before. Hang on, Christy.
Before.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, talk about your sponsors. And actually, that kind of, because you said the vetting process that you guys don't let just anybody. Well, you know, since the last time I was on the show on March the 8th, I have some endorsements, and I'm proud to say that. So I got vetted by some folks.
Uh-huh.
Like for instance, Christian Conservatives of Alabama. I was proud to get their endorsement. No Common Core, Alabama. Bama Carey. I was very proud to get their endorsement. Wiregrass Roundtable. So the Wiregrass. Heart of the 2nd District. I was proud to get Bikers for Trump. That was the first one I got. And that was a
Bikers
good thing.
For Bikers Trump? For Trump? I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, they were real, real active in President Trump's campaign, and they had endorsed Judge Moore, too, so that was a good thing. Republican Assembly. I got the Republican Assembly. I was proud to get that. And then finally, Judge Roy Moore. He jumped out there.
Now he can endorse you because he's not in office anymore.
Yeah, he is supporting me.
When he's a judge, you're not allowed to do all that.
Yeah, well, yeah. But he's always backed me up.
All right, Christy, no H, no Y. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Mr. Hobson.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So you just made a statement that you that something is near and dear to your heart, and that was drugs and alcohol because that was part of your career, you know, fighting that. Well, something that's near and dear to my heart would be my son.
Yes, ma'am.
He is 7 years old. He has intractable epilepsy, and he is on CBD oil.
Yes, ma'am.
It's been the one thing that has changed him. It has brought my kid back to me without any side effects. And I would just highly suggest you rethink your position on that.
Right.
Because it's what's saving people's lives. And until you live it day in and day out and watch your child have 100 seizures a day, you don't know what it's like.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that very, very much. And I'm thankful that your son is doing a lot better now. And, you know, I'm not shutting the door all the way. And I appreciate you giving that testimony about your family. So thank you.
Well, I would just urge you to really reconsider and to do some research on it because it is not something that would lead to recreational use. So different from marijuana that people smoke for recreational use.
Yes, ma'am.
And until you live a day in the shoes of a parent that watches their child have seizures multiple times a day and there's absolutely nothing you can do, and we have been down the road of pharmaceuticals, and we are at the end of that road. Our physician in Birmingham has told us we have one option left, and that is to do surgery to implant a device in his chest that would connect the wire to a nerve. And I'm not ready to do that to my son. So I would just urge you, and if you'd love to talk more about it, to learn more about it, my family has an open door to share our story because, and Baron and Jack can tell you, we had a candidate running for the state legislature come to my house and meet my son and see the difference that it's made. So I'm here. I'm open to sharing our story and letting you see what life is like. And so I would just ask you that if you end up in Washington to highly reconsider your position on that.
Well, thank you again for letting me know that. And I think I will follow up with you. And I'll get your contact information from Jack and Baron. You've touched my heart.
Well,
with that, so
Will Dismukes, who's running for the legislature, came on this show, and he's a very good Christian boy who had a near-death experience himself.
Right.
And after he went and visited Christy, he's like, I'm on board.
Well, Christy, we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Bye.
I don't know that we'll have time to get through. Yeah, we will. Randall.
Hey, just a quick rundown of the back, Christy and Tom Lesnar. All, I mean, and the people who say they use it for anxiety, they don't need the THC in it. The only people need THC is for pain and paralyzation. Let me tell you, if you don't rethink this, you don't need to be in office. Because I'm telling y'all, me digging this up with Tom, it made me, it's 1841 was the first time Lesnar was ever used to treat a child. And for some reason, 1938, right between 1937 and 1940, a blanket came over and shut it down. I mean, there was 28 over-the-counter drugs that included that, creams and oils that you can get in 1937. America was selling it, but they shut it down for trade with other countries. Let me tell you, if you don't look at CB2 that's in the man, brother, you are on the wrong track. I'm telling you, I'm so upset about this band, boy. They done it for trade, man. They quit messing with cancer, and we've been giving money to Israel, to a man over there, a professor. I can't pronounce his name, but we've been paying him to study this in Israel and keep it shut. And he's been over there studying this for a long, long time, and man, he's got it all laid out.
I appreciate it. I'm right there with you.
Hey, Ronald, and I'm hearing you. I never heard you say, man.
Well, I think you should have been more prepared for this. I never listened to the people.
Going to come up.
It's the biggest thing on in Alabama right now. I think it should be a big thing.
I do appreciate you calling.
Charlotte Schwab does not have THC. Get that crap in Alabama today.
We appreciate it. Why don't we do this? Take a quick break. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228.
I picked a bad week to quit smoking.
Now, those cigarettes or is that marijuana?
I don't know. I didn't even think about it.
We're watching you, Jack Campbell.
I know, man.
We'll be back. Don't forget about our friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Call her, 567-4223. Your call's welcome. 272-9228 right here.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower or any more for that matter from CTE? Did you know the CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTE OutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright was the 13th of 14 children born to a family of sharecroppers in Dale County. Bobby Bright. The values Bobby Bright learned working the family farm made him who he is today. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright worked his way through college and law school and went from a sharecropper field in Dale County to become both mayor and congressman. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright is pro-life, Bobby Bright is pro-Second Amendment, and Bobby Bright is pro-Donald Trump. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright voted for Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump when others abandoned Donald Trump when he needed them the most. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright will work with President Donald Trump. Those who abandoned Donald Trump before the election will abandon him again. It's only a matter of time. Not Bobby Bright. We can always trust Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich, I noticed it's your wedding anniversary today.
No, it's my wife's birthday.
Oh, it's your wife's birthday today.
It's Will's
anniversary. Will's wife's wedding anniversary. Both of you have a great excuse to go see my friend Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers.
Oh, nice.
Top-notch human being, Troop Booth. He's a diamond grad from the Gemological Institute of America out in California. And he's a third-generation jeweler right here in Montgomery. His business, Heirloom Jewelers, was opened by his grandparents back in 1977. They've been in business more than 40 years. He is an unbelievably kind human being, a great, great businessman. And he doesn't, it's just him. It's him and that business every day from 10 to 5, 9 to noon on Sunday, on Saturday. And people say, how do you get such beautiful jewelry? Because he really specializes in the antique stuff, the heirloom quality jewelry. He has some of the new bridal stuff. He has men's wedding bands and things like that. But he really specializes in the fancy stuff, the old school, the stuff that's really coming back into fashion, but you can't find it anywhere. The unique pieces, the one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces. And he will get a set from somebody. They'll bring it in to trade in, or they'll bring it in to sell because, you know, grandma died. They don't know what to do with it. They take it to Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers. He gives them top-notch money, the best money. And then he'll take the diamond. If the diamond's not perfect, he'll take it out. He'll put it in a lesser quality setting and for somebody that's maybe a budget shopper, or he'll sell the diamond to someone else on a wholesale market. And then he'll wait until he finds the perfect diamond for that setting. The perfect gemstone for that setting, and then he'll put that in there, and then he'll sell it. That's the kind of quality he does. If you have any reason to get over there for rings, bracelets, brooches, antique heirloom quality jewelry, or if you have any of your own, if you have some diamonds sitting around, a big old diamond ring great-grandma used to wear and nobody else wears it and you don't know what to do with it, he's going to give you top-notch money. I mean, it's unbelievable how much money people walk in with a little ring, they don't think it's worth much, boom, walk out with $4,000 cash money. Really, really fascinating. And he's an expert, so he knows all this stuff. Heirloom Jewelers, they're on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from where the old Bruno's was, the old Sonic was right there, right in front of Rick and Moe's, if you like to party in the afternoons. So you'll know where that is. But get by Heirloom Jewelers. It's really, really fantastic. You really are going to want to get by there. Troop Booth, if you have any questions, 260-0066. He'll answer your calls right over there. You get same-day valuations on everything. Great guy. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day. Rich Hobson came by for a segment, ended up staying for an hour.
It's but been a great hour. Thank
you
very
much. How about wearing out your welcome?
Oh, brother.
Godfather, you are on with Rich Hobson.
Yes, you were speaking about District 2 and the VA.
Yes, sir.
And I wonder, there was that new $36 million facility built out on Chantilly Parkway. When there was property available already on Perry Hill.
Right.
And I spoke with the previous owner of that property, and I won't go into details because there's a lot of moving parts, but it was very suspicious of the way that all went down, and it involves some other candidates in this race, and I just wondered if you...
Candidates plural or one other candidate?
A couple other candidates.
Who are they?
Plural.
Just say them.
Plural.
Say them. You called here. Say it. Who was it?
Bobby Bright and Martha Roby.
What did they do?
Bobby Bright was mayor at the time that it went through. And
when the deal for the VA went through?
Yes.
Out on Chantilly.
Out on Chantilly in 2008.
Oh, I didn't know that went through all that.
And there it was just very questionable.
Was she in the city council at the time, or was she? Yeah, she was.
Yes, she was. She was in the city council at the time.
All right.
And then the deal continued through as she became representative. So I don't know. My question is, have you looked into anything like that? Because this gentleman that had owned the property before has made many calls to attorney generals and various outlets and has not received a response.
Who is he? If you're going to go on there and carry his water, you need to say who he is.
His name is, the company was Chesterfield Development Company.
Okay, what is the guy you were talking to?
His last name is Moody.
What's his first name? I mean, you're calling talk radio and trashing two candidates for office. Tell us who's telling you. Tell us who's telling you this. You did it with no evidence. Tell us who told you this.
Mark Moody was the man's name.
Okay.
Yes. And he was the previous owner. My question that I was asking the
Hey, buddy, you take that attitude, you're not going to get your question out. You understand that, right? It's my show, not yours.
Have you looked into this and investigated any of these circumstances, and would you be interested in doing that?
Yeah, I'm real, real interested. I have not looked into that, but I remember when that facility was being built on Chantilly, and I just couldn't believe it because of all of the land and the huge facility on Perry Hill Road, and there's been lots of talk about the big fence on Perry Hill Road. It seems like that was some waste in there, but yeah, I would like to look into that.
So I'm looking at the GIS right now. It's owned by Montgomery VA LLC. Based in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
So that might give you something to start with there, pal.
But I've never been to that
facility. Thank you. That's good information. Well, yeah. What was that name again?
Montgomery VA LLC. Three words. Montgomery space VA space LLC.
Oh, great.
And it's based in Kansas City, Missouri.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the date of the sale. Doing it on the fly is not as easy as you'd think. Huh. All right. Well, hey, appreciate your call, bud.
Thank you.
Thanks. Don't get an attitude with the radio hosts. It's our show. We do a service here.
Keep the talent happy.
No kidding.
How about the radio host with an attitude?
Don't talk about yourself that way.
It works both ways.
Rich Hobson, tell them how they can get some more information about
you guys. And thank you very much for having me on today. You're right. You even announced early that it was going to be a short segment.
Yeah.
I appreciate you giving me the whole hour.
Well, they called.
It's been
a
good time.
You.
I appreciate the songs. And folks can find out more about me at richhobson.org. It's richhobson.org. And just in closing, I'm a lifelong Republican, and I have been battle-tested. And I want to bring that experience and that drive to represent you, the folks of the 2nd District in Washington, D.C. But I appreciate this opportunity to be in here this morning.
Well, we appreciate you coming on.
Good luck to you, sir.
Rich.
You guys have a great one.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks.
See ya. We'll be back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV.